back in the time, 8:37, and joined by Hilo Presser, who's been here before. He's back with us again. He talks about protecting your investments and things like that. And right now, he's talking about planning for a digital afterlife. Good morning, Hilo.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back with us. Again, I remember the financial self-defense book we talked about before. It's out again in a different form, huh?
Correct. And if any of your listeners go to our website, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free copy. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com.
Okay, assetprotectionattorneys.com. Okay, what is about planning for a digital afterlife? What's this all about?
You know, well, we always tell clients it's so important to protect their assets while they're alive, because one lawsuit, one divorce, one car accident, you know, can wipe away everything they worked for. We also tell them to plan, you know, do an estate plan, so when they pass away, you know, their assets go to their loved ones quickly, privately, and inexpensively. But the assets that most people don't think about are their digital assets. You know, usernames and passwords, social media accounts like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, even intellectual property like phone numbers, domain names, email addresses, online photo albums or online music catalogs. A lot of times those are worth a lot more than the regular assets.
Okay, what about if you have like automatic bill pays on accounts and things like that?
Well, yeah, that could drain you, because think about it. When you pass away, you know, in today's digital economy, a lot of people have set up to their checking or savings account or maybe even their credit card for it to get automatically pinged with the mortgage or the rent or the water or electric bill. And if you can't get in there after someone passes away, the account's going to be drained.
That's something to think about, because I've got an account, and I've got a couple of people to keep on draining my account. And I don't want to name names, but seriously, there are a couple little things I think I might have bought years ago and tried to get rid of, and they still keep on debiting money.
Yeah, it happens to all of us, and you know how hard it is to get a username or password or answer to a secret question if you forget it. I mean, just imagine, you know, one of your loved ones trying to explain to them that they're entitled to it, you know, because you passed away. You know, number one is they may or may not have proof. Number two is, depending what the company is, they might just say, hey, listen, check our rules and regulations, check our privacy policies. They might not even allow the accounts to be transferable. So if you don't have the usernames and passwords, you're going to be in big trouble.
Okay, now what do we need to do? How do we straighten things out?
Well, first thing you have to do is educate yourself and, you know what your options are. And like I said, you know, if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. There's a wealth of information, and if they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free book. After they've educated themselves, they need to inventory what they have. So many people have a lot more than what they think they have. So they really need to write down and inventory every single thing they have, both digital and non-digital assets. After that, they have a couple different options. Number one, there's services online that they can pay and retain that will transfer their digital assets after they pass away. Another thing they could do is appoint a digital executor or a trusted advisor, you know, like a lawyer, a friend, a relative, a CPA or financial advisor, and they can give them all of the login information. Then they can put in their will and estate planning documents where they want it to go and who the loved one, the beneficiary, should see to get that information. The only thing you want to be careful of is you don't want to put too much information in the will, because it could become public record.
Oh my goodness, you don't want to do that. All right, so we have to worry about all this stuff, and what if you don't have a trusted loved one you might have loved ones, but they might not know anything about computers and things like that.
Well, you can hire, you know, a trusted advisor. It doesn't have to be a friend or a relative. I mean, you can, entrust your documents with any lawyer, any CPA, any financial advisor. I mean, certainly do your due diligence before, because you want to make sure that, you have a trustworthy individual, but, it doesn't have to necessarily be an immediate family member.
All right, and we're talking with Hilo Presser about his book and Financial Self-Defense. It's a revised edition, and you can get a free copy right now, correct?
Correct. Just go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com.
All right. Now, how many people have you talked to that have had these problems with that, the people that are left behind? behind and the guy passes away and all of a sudden they say, I don't know where all this money's going.
Oh, thousands. I mean, it happens on an everyday basis. I mean, first of all, you know, in regards to just estate planning in general, you know, the last time I checked, I think about 70% of Americans die without a will or a trust or an estate plan, which to me is just crazy because if one thing in life is guaranteed, it's death. But, you know, maybe just people don't want to think about it. The people who are smart enough, that 30%, to actually do an estate plan, you know, they're quick to remember that they have businesses, money in the bank, real estate, but they really tend to forget about their digital assets. So we always try to make an effort to make sure that they think about it. And it's just so important to make sure you protect it while you're alive. You know, you work your whole life, and, you know, one lawsuit can take everything away. And it's important to pass it on when you pass away.
All right. It sounds like good information. And, you know, because a lot of us sort of like eased into the digital situation over a period of time. It's not like the children that are born today that grow up with it.
Correct. And, you know, listen, as time goes on, we'll have more and more options. And, you know, right now it's a new topic that people are just now starting to discuss. But, you know, as time goes on, it won't be such a new topic, and there'll be a lot more options out there.
Okay. Well, sounds like a good advice to check out that book. Once again, before we close up shop, Hill, I'll give us the website.
It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Just fill out the contact us form, mention they heard about us on your show, and we'll send them the free book.
Okay, well, thanks for checking back with us. It's been a while since we talked, and I'm sure we'll speak again.
Thanks so much.
You bet. That's Hill, Hill, Presser, and assetprotectionattorneys.com is the website, okay?